Our second lesson is from Leviticus chapter 15. It's part of the law regarding bodily discharges. And from it, we see the isolation that the woman's disease caused her. And if a woman have a flowing flow of her blood many days, not in the time of her isolation, or if it flows beyond her isolation, all the days of the flow of her uncleanness shall be as the days of her isolation. She shall be unclean. Every bed on which she lies, all the days of her flow, shall be for her as the bed of her isolation. And all of the furniture that she sits upon shall be unclean as the uncleanness of her isolation. And whoever touches these things shall be unclean, and shall wash his garments, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. But if she be cleansed of her flow, then she shall number to herself 7 days, and afterwards she shall be clean. And on the 8th day she shall take for herself 2 turtle doves, or 2 young doves, and bring them to the priest, to the entrance of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall make one for a sin offering and one for a burnt offering. And the priest shall make atonement for her before Yehovah for the flow of her uncleanness. And you shall separate the sons of Israel from their uncleanness, that they may not die in their uncleanness when they defile my habitation that is in the midst of them. This is the law of the flow, and of him whose laying down of seed goes out from him, and he is unclean thereby, and of her who is infirm in her isolation, and of him who has a flowing flow, of the male and of the female, and of the man who lies with her who is unclean. We also read from the Doctrine of Faith, part of the 1st chapter. Faith is an internal acknowledgement of truth. At the present day, the term faith is taken to mean the mere thought that a thing is so, because the church so teaches, and because it is not evident to the understanding. For we are told to believe and not to doubt, and if we say that we do not comprehend, we are told that this is just the reason for believing. So the faith of the present day is a faith in the unknown and may be called blind faith. And as it is faith in something that somebody has said, in a faith in somebody else, it is a faith of hearsay. It will be seen presently that this is not spiritual faith. Real faith is nothing else than an acknowledgement that a thing is so because it is true. For one who is in real faith thinks and says, "This is true, and therefore I believe it." For faith is of truth, and truth is of faith. If such a person does not see the truth of a thing, he says, "I do not know whether this is true, and therefore, as yet, I do not believe it. How can I believe what I do not intellectually comprehend? Perhaps it is false." From all this, it is evident that faith and truth are a one. For this reason, the ancients, who from their affection for truths thought more about them than the men of our time, instead of saying faith, were accustomed to say truth. For the same reason also, truth and faith are one word in the Hebrew language, namely amunah or amen. The reason the term faith is used by the Lord in the Gospels and Revelation is that the Jews did not believe it to be true that he was the Messiah foretold by the prophets. And where truth is not believed, there faith is spoken of. But still, it is one thing to have faith and believe in the Lord, and another to have faith and believe in someone else. The difference will be explained below. If anyone should think within himself or say to someone else, "Who is able to have the internal acknowledgement of truth, which is faith, not I?" Let me tell him how he may have it. Shun evils as sins and come to the Lord, and you will have as much faith as you desire. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.